world news from a source you can trust. True News with Rick Wiles. Standing up for faith, family, and freedom. No lies, no spin, no propaganda. True News is your alternative source for news. We report the real news. True News with Rick Wiles.
Welcome to True News, the end time newscast. I'm Rick Wiles. Today's Friday, December 16th, 2005. We got a special program for you tonight. Make sure you listen to this entire program. Hey, I've got a good announcement for you. Guess what we have in the building? We've got heat. The heat's back on. Thank you so much. Praise the Lord, and we thank everyone who contributed and provided the funds for us to get some propane in that 1,000-gallon tank. And not only did we were able to get the propane, but we had favor with the driver who delivered the propane, and he actually charged us less than what we were told we were going to be charged. So the Lord blessed us today. Thank you so much. And we have other needs. We're continuing to believe, God, that these needs are going to be taken care of before the end of the month. And I just want to thank everyone who has contributed so far. I think right now it's somewhere around 31, 32 people who have contributed since Monday. And we have some new people who have contributed, and that's very exciting because that's something the Holy Spirit said to me several days ago. He told me not to be concerned about the fact that we ran out of propane. And this is what the Lord said. He said, I engineered this crisis, and I am doing a work in the hearts of some people. And he said, Rick, just be still and let me work in people's hearts. One thing that the Lord told me about this was I said to him, I guess on Tuesday, I was getting kind of bummed out and tired. And the Lord, I said, Lord, I'm tired of this happening. We've had this going on for a long time. And what I heard the Holy Spirit say was, Rick, I'm tired of it too. And he said, things need to change. And I'm speaking to the people. And what the Lord showed me, I saw a pipe. I saw this in my mind. I saw a pipe, and it was clogged. And the Lord was showing me that there are things in the pipe of blessings that are hindering the blessings of God getting to our listeners. And the Lord wants to clear those hindrances out. And what I heard him say to me was that he is priming the pump, and the blessings are flowing not only to this ministry but to our listeners. And if you will get into the flow of what the Holy Spirit is doing, he said the blessings are not going to stop. He's going to supernaturally provide for his people. This is an end-time ministry, and we are going to see end-time miracles. We're going to see supernatural provision and supply. We do not look to man for our supply. We look to Jehovah. We look to the God of Israel, the Holy One of Israel, and he is going to be doing more and more miracles for his people in the days to come. And we have two guests in the studio tonight, and I'm very excited about something that the Lord is doing. Before I get to our guest, I got a couple things I want to, a couple major stories I want to hit, just the headlines, and then we're going to be talking to our guest. And by the way, for those of you who want to sow into the ministry, I want to give you our address. It's True News, P.O. Box 23624, P.O. Box 23624, Chattanooga, Tennessee, 37422. And a lot of people have been making their donations online at truenews.com, T-R-U-N-E-W-S, truenews.com. And the donations are coming to us instantly over the Internet. So we're very, very grateful for the folks that have gone online and sent their donations. And this blessing is going to continue. It's going to continue on the people. It's going to continue on you. Now get in the flow of what God is doing. It's a time of supernatural provision for his end-time remnant. Now, some of the headlines. We've had several earthquakes today. A 3.4 magnitude earthquake in Hercules, California. That's Contra Costa County. In Tokyo, a 6.2 undersea earthquake hit northern Japan. It's actually Saturday when it hit at Japanese time, about 3 a.m. And then we've got some major things happening in Russia, and I'm just amazed nobody's talking about this. Nerve gas may have been used in the poisoning of children in Chechnya. TASS, or Interfax News Service, reporting a group of school children from a village in Chechnya have been hospitalized, possibly from poisoning from a nerve gas. And then, listen to this story. This is Moscow News. An explosion near a nuclear power plant in western Russia has injured three people. The explosion happened on Thursday near the Leningrad Atomic Power Station. It's basically a total news blackout about this. Now, listen to this story. This is also out of Russia. Radiation alert at Chechen plant. Investigators in Chechnya have opened a criminal investigation after finding catastrophic levels of radioactivity at a factory in Chechnya. Investigators say the radiation is 58,000 times the usual level. It poses a significant danger to the people living in Grozny. The case has raised fears that Islamic militants could take radioactive waste and make a dirty bomb. Again, this story not getting any publicity today. So what we've got here, we got three stories out of Chechnya and out of Russia today. A nuclear power plant explosion. Catastrophic levels of radiation in Grozny. And the use of nerve gas poisoning against school children in Russia. The London Guardian reported today, flu panic could mean food shortages in the world. Iran reported today, that they are buying the Russian surface-to-air missile complex Pectora-2A. They're going to buy it in the middle of 2006. And another sighting of a fireball, this time over Montana. A large red fireball seen over the capital city of Montana. The president or Iran's defense minister said today that if anybody attacks this country, there would be a destructive response to that country. 49% of Israelis said today in a poll that they support the dividing of Jerusalem. I mean, this is just some of the headlines today. Just incredible news, all of it pointing towards the fulfillment of end-time prophecy. And with that, I want to invite our two guests into the program who are sitting here in the studio. And I have with me Stephen Binning from Florida and Randy McKee from Oregon. They were with the Watchman's Prophet Assembly. And before I hand the mic over to them, I want to tell you basically how I found these two guys. Most of you know I'm writing a book. It's called Descend into Darkness. And several weeks ago, November 24th, 25th, sometime in that area, the Lord began speaking to me about an asteroid that I thought he was saying to me that there's going to be a near miss. These guys here might disagree with that and say it's not a near miss, but I'm not quite sure. I'm just, you know, I'm trying to hear what the Lord is saying about this. But anyhow, I was led by the Holy Spirit, and I found their website for the Watchman Prophetic Assembly. And I sent an email to Stephen, and I told him who I was and that the Lord had moved us to Chattanooga. And I told him, I said, the Lord told me to build a platform for the Watchman, and that's what I'm here doing. And so he sent me his phone number, and I called him. And guess what? The Lord had spoken to him and to others last year to prepare to move to Chattanooga, Tennessee. And see, this confirms something that every night since I've moved here, every night I'm outside before I go to bed. I walk around this building and I pray, Lord, bring the Watchman to Chattanooga. Bring the Watchman. Bring the Watchman and the prophets. Bring them here, Father. Raise them up. Stir them. Bring them to Chattanooga. And right now I've got two Watchmen sitting in the studio with me, and they're telling me the Lord's dealing with them about moving to Tennessee. And so with that, I want to introduce Stephen Binning and Randy McKee. Gentlemen, welcome to True News.
Hi there, Rick. It's good to be here.
Good. Hey, Steve, I want to get right into this. And first of all, in your own words, just briefly, tell our listeners what the Lord is saying to you about Tennessee.
Well, we've been listening to your program for a little while now, since I talked to you on the telephone. And actually, God had been speaking to me about evacuating to Tennessee for about the last 2 years. I became aware of prophecies, and the Lord gave me my own confirmation of the fact that we can expect an ocean impact of three fragments of asteroid comet type of an entity that will create incredible tsunamis along the East Coast and Gulf Coast of the United States. Since that time, we've had additional revelation that there will most likely be other impacts on land in the United States before and after the ocean-based impacts. And the really frightening thing is that we really do not have any comfort level that these events are anything other than imminent. The Lord has not told us to wait for any event prior to the occurrence of these things. I was so affected 3 years ago when the Lord opened my eyes to these things in February 2001 that I totally revamped my internet ministry to provide for a subject-oriented findability on the internet so that if anyone receives a vision or a dream about an impact of an asteroid, if they were to go on a search engine like Google and search for the words asteroid prophecies, they would find my website, as you did, mm-hmm. where I believe right now the current count is 13 witnesses mm-hmm. who have had fairly detailed visions or dreams,
Steve,
of that event.
I want you to tell our listeners what happened when I sent you an email and told you about the school teacher and the little boy that had a dream. And then I told you about that I called on, this would have been Friday the 25th, because I did the program that night. I called my friend Pat Six in Fort Worth and told him that I felt like the Lord was telling me that an asteroid was coming this way. And in that conversation, we started talking about a woman in Dallas, Texas, Leah, who in 2001 called me on August 11th, 2001, and said, Rick, everywhere I go today, alarms are ringing, and they can't be turned off. And the Lord said to call Rick and tell him the alarms are ringing, and this time they won't be turned off. That was August 11th, 2001. And so while I'm telling Pat Six, while we're talking about this, and we're talking about this asteroid, Pat says, oh, my gosh, Rick, he says, you're not going to believe this. He said the air raid sirens in Fort Worth are ringing. And it was, oh, man, it was 11. It was either 11-11, 11-10, 11-11. It was, I remember him saying, it was, I just thought about that, you know. The air raid sirens started ringing. Now, tell our listeners what happened when you were reading my email.
Well, I didn't get around to reading your email until the first week of December. I got on your website, and I noted that you had specially carved out your radio show for November the 25th, and you had entitled mm-hmm. it as having to do with asteroids. Mm-hmm. I downloaded it to my computer and listened to it. I was quite shocked when you made the mentions that relative to the 24th and 25th, sirens were going off, because on the night of the 24th, at 2 a.m., 4 a.m., and 7 a.m. in my home, the fire alarm in the home inadvertently started sounding for no reason, and it would not be silenced. We had to take the batteries out of the alarm.
And that was November 24th.
Since that time, I've received several emails from other people around the United States who have been hearing alarms. One person even reported all night long hearing a shofar blast, the sound of the ram's horn.
Mm-hmm.
And these things, Zephaniah 1:16 says, a day of the trumpet and alarm against the fenced cities and against the high towers. I believe that, you know, actually since the commencement of my ministry, the biggest, most important vision I ever had on January 9th, 1993 was commenced by the sounding of an inadvertently sounding fire alarm.
Mm-hmm.
And now these events, we are in the time where in the next year we're going to see them begin to commence.
Last night when we were sitting around the table talking about these things, and I asked you guys, I said, is anybody getting anything about 11-11? And you guys looked at each other kind of strange, and I knew right away something was going on. And you said, why? And I said, well, various people are telling us they keep seeing 11-11. And I said, my daughter and my son-in-law constantly see 11-11. And I think, Randy, you mentioned Jeremiah 11:11. Was it you or it was you, Stephen? And I just want to read it for those folks. It says, therefore, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will bring evil upon them, which they shall not be able to escape. And though they cry unto me, I will not hearken unto them. That's 11:11 in Jeremiah. Now, Randy, you said a moment ago, evacuate, evacuation. Is that the word the Lord is speaking to you right now?
As we were just over in the prayer room, I was sitting and listening to the Lord. I heard him speak a few scriptures to me. I heard him speak the two scriptures from the book of Amos, where the Lord says he takes the waters of the sea and pours them upon the face of the earth. And then I was quiet. And the Holy Spirit said, evacuation. I said, Lord, what? And said, my people, many of them, and I'm speaking to remnant people here, many of them believe they're all right where they are, and it's not the case. Everyone who is a remnant person right now needs to seek the Lord about where they need to be living in the near future. And I mean for immediate guidance from the Lord about their location for living.
There's no time left to waste time thinking about it. I mean, we're getting down to the final minutes of whatever's about to happen.
I could not be more serious. We are on a day-to-day basis with the Lord right now in terms of prophetic things. We've been through Africa together, Randy and I, and ministered over there and made various decrees. And quite frankly, these serious events are going to occur in America, and now they are going to begin to occur at the level of God's wrath. And there will be many, many casualties. And you on your program have already gone through a very complete list of reasons why God has a controversy with America.
Mm-hmm. This thing of sudden destruction, I told you this last night, as I've been writing the manuscript for the book, it's like every chapter I end up with the phrase sudden destruction. And I'm just realizing that this is a word God is impressing on me in the last 3-4 months, since August, is sudden destruction. It's not gradual judgment. It's sudden destruction. That's the word I'm hearing. Sudden destruction. And you're saying, the Lord is saying, it is time, if you're a remnant believer, it is time to get serious and inquire and ask the Lord where you're supposed to be. You know, there's some dreams. I have not talked to the people. I found them on the internet the same time I found your website. I found a website where somebody had said, you know, like three different Christian couples in Atlanta, Georgia, this past summer, all of them got messages from the Lord to evacuate from Atlanta immediately. And one man said that an angel appeared to him at his bedside and told him to move out of Atlanta, Georgia right away. Now, something's going on here. I mean, this is the word of the Lord is coming to people now, saying, "Get out of here." It's like the city, the people in Sodom and Gomorrah. The angels showed up, and you know it's time to book and get out of town. The place is coming down. So, what do you say to people right now? What is your word to people right now about what they should be doing and how they should be praying?
You and I are talking together on a day when on your program, True News, you're telling people that there are two radiation events and a nerve gas event in Russia.
Yes.
That the major news media are not talking about. There are big things happening.
And at the beginning of the week, the telephone lines to the Russian Nuclear Strategic Forces headquarters were cut.
Earlier, we were discussing that the Russian generals have placed the Topol nuclear missiles on combat readiness alert.
Yes. We have that on our website, folks. Go to the website today.
Those are steerable, MIRVed warheads on top of a nuclear device that there's basically no defense against it from our level here if they are ever launched.
Yeah, the Kremlin wanted us to know today. Their military commanders made a statement today that their Topol-M ICBM missiles had been placed on combat-ready alert. And there's a message. They're sending a message to us. And I've not seen these kind of statements since the late 90s when there were these kind of rumblings coming out of the Kremlin just before Y2K. And something's happening here again, you know. Randy, what is the Lord saying to you? What is the word that you're hearing right now from the Holy Spirit?
In prayer before we came in here, the Holy Spirit quickened on me some things, and in talking to Stephen, the Lord had told him the same things. And the Father is decreeing that judgment is coming against the beast. And we are called upon to decree this judgment. And as the position that each of us holds, we are, and from a position that we stand in the righteousness of Christ, not our own, because we in ourselves are nothing, but we're demanding that these things come forth. And we have been in a time where America has been in a position where we are in judgment unto repentance. We are fast approaching that hard and certain wall at a hard time. When we don't know, but we're fast coming to that time where it will be judgment unto wrath. If you look at all of the things that have happened in the past, 9/11, the losses were tragic and horrific, but it could have been 10 times or 100 times as bad. And we're fast approaching that time. And the thing that is on my heart is that everyone would seek the Lord, no matter who they are and no matter how close to Him you feel. But you would search the Lord and ask if there be any wicked way within me. Is there anything that Ezekiel chapter 14 says that if we have idols in our heart and we come to the Lord and we seek Him and we have these idols, then He will respond to us as those idols. And so I would just urge everyone to come to the Lord and Lord, no matter what it is, that it doesn't matter. We don't have to be right or wrong. We just have to be with You. And that if there's anything that stands in our way, that we would put it aside. And time is almost up. And the time for repentance has already came very close for many people.
Randy, in the book of Jonah, when God told Jonah to go to Nineveh, I mean, the message was, you got 40 days to repent or you're crispy critters. And there was no negotiation. It was done. God had made up His mind. I'm going to fry you in 40 days. The people, the king cried out and wept, and the people repented. And so we know that there's always, within God, there's always the realm of possibility that the nation repents. But let me ask you, both of you, as of right now, because when Jonah finally got around to going to Nineveh, they were as wicked as could be. Are you guys seeing any signs that America is going to repent before judgment falls on the nation? Or has the die been cast and we're just on a roller coaster ride downhill right now?
For those that are destined to the sword they go. For those that are destined to the famine they go. The die has been cast. Most people are headed towards that destination that they have chosen in their heart long ago. There's still some last-minute changes being made, but that's on an individual basis. As a nation, our die is cast, and we are headed for a certain destiny. And, you know, always remember that God has wonderful, incredible things, provisions for his remnant, for those that love him and seek the kingdom of God, not their own things. But we in this country have lost the value that it is a wicked thing. It is a terrible thing to fall into the hands of the living God.
Are there going to be other places besides Tennessee that you think are going to be safe places, refuges inside the United States, or is there any place in the United States that is going to be safe? Let's start with the first question. Are there other places besides Tennessee that you think God's going to be taking people? We got 2 minutes.
The only place that I would consider safe is the place that the Lord has personally told you to stay.
Amen.
But remember, we're not seeking safety. We're seeking, you need to be where the Lord tells you to be. And if that's at the edge of ground zero, then that's where you be.
Okay. How about you, Stephen? What do you hear?
I've heard of no other place other than Tennessee specifically mentioned as a gathering place of the remnant. I would direct people to seek the Lord along that line. I would just agree with what Randy has said. You asked me about getting prepared. I would say humble yourself in the sight of the Lord and take a look at Zephaniah chapter 2, that the Lord's fierce anger has not yet come forth. So you still have maybe a day or two or a week to seek the Lord and to repent.
I want to say to everybody listening to me, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Messiah, as your Savior, then we cry out to you, we beg you, we implore you tonight, don't go to bed tonight, don't go to sleep tonight until you make things right with your Maker. Fall on your knees and repent of your sins. Listen, don't let pride get in there. We're all sinners. Ask God to save you. Ask Him to write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Confess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Be baptized in water in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Confess Him with your tongue, and the angels of heaven will rejoice over your salvation. And if you're a remnant believer, we're telling you tonight, get serious and get together with your family and pray and say, God, are you telling us to move, physically move to another location? Have we come to that place where judgment is that imminent? These are very, very perilous times. We're building, by God's grace, an end-time church right here in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And I'm just going to ask you to pray about whether the Lord wants you to come here and be part of this ministry. I'm feeling in my spirit something changing in this ministry tonight. I really am. There's a change. And this ministry will not be the same when January 2006 comes in just a few days. The Lord has already told me there are going to be dramatic changes in this ministry. We're not going to sound the same. It's just not going to be what it was before. A new anointing is coming on this ministry when the calendar changes to 2006. 2006 is going to be a year of shaking in the earth, shaking in the church, shaking in the economy. God is going to shake the nations and shake everything that can be shaken. Make sure you're on the rock. I'll see you next week right here on True News.